going live.
That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to get to.
We live.
Yeah. Let me act like a professional.
Yo, you should put your headphones.
I probably should. You know, I DJ without headphones now.
Okay.
Sometimes.
I saw something.
Yeah, it don't work out always as you want it to. Anyway, what's good, y'all? Yours truly, DJ Knotts here checking in for another amazing, epic, and soon-to-be historic edition of Pause for Applause. Alongside my partner in crime, the one and only.
Ah, yes.
The North, shit. South, East, West.
So, well, y'all, well, the thrill, professional shit talk extraordinaire. Love the people, the culture, and everything about it.
My bad. There are no moving buttons. There we go. There it is.
Yeah, we
there
up.
It is. We Let's up go. Now. We up, man. Happy Thursday, good brother. Early Friday Eve and all that good stuff. Joe, how we sound? Are we good? Joe's here, people.
Joe gave a thumbs up.
Yes.
Thumbs up. I was about to say some West.
Yeah, I'm glad you caught that. I'm glad you caught that.
I left it out.
We here 6:20-ish. We back again. I don't know if you realize it, but I realized it after talking to our post-production team. Oh, shoot. Shout out Discover Music Channel. Which one you want? Three. realizing that we almost done with season four.
Yes.
La Bonita, what up? That was maybe in a place to be. What's up?
Oh.
Bessie checking in and all that good stuff. What's good, y'all? I was saying we got two more episodes and then we on to season five. And you know what season five is going to signify?
What's that?
Stop at five. Nah, it's going to signify that we are going to start having guests in the studio with us while it's still COVID approved. We are back to full strength. Thanks to Joe. Thanks to the team here at ARC. What happened?
What, said thanks talking? To Joe, so I had to let him know who
Wait a minute.
Joe getting a lot of shots.
The brand guy of Atlanta, if you need anything in ATL.
Wait a minute. No. Wait a second. What is going on?
Oh, my God.
What is Joe doing?
Yo, I didn't even cue you into doing any of that. What is that?
What is Joe doing?
Yo, that's like two demerits right there.
Yeah, Joe's remember shooting that from the hip out here.
Wait a second.
Demerit system is real.
Yo, we got to talk about that free advertising you just got off right there. Okay.
Make sure y'all be there Sunday.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Knotts is going crazy.
He's trying to make he's buttering up now.
Right. I won't be there this Sunday. Yeah. I got a wedding to do, so I'm looking forward to that. But
so next Sunday.
So next Sunday, if I won, but tomorrow, since we're getting all these out the way, he's trying to. You see what I'm saying?
So while he's not here, hit me up and I'll give you the true tour.
Oh, boy.
The old Atlanta.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we'll do that too.
What is happening?
Yes, indeed. What is. Oh, yeah. You know me. You got some. She told me she wanted to be a guest, but she knows she got someone to be on Thursdays working all the time. But hey, no, I was gonna say Friday. I'm gonna be at Spice House in Buckhead, 7 p.m. So that's a little something different. Yeah.
I might actually come back.
No,
I
boy, here know. We go, Joe. What do we?
Nah, I like you know.
Where's some stuff
got,
like that?
Spice House got JP, pretty good noodles.
They got great food. Wheels.
Yeah, you know, like I'm greedy if y'all can't tell. So, shockingly.
All right, let's get going, man. Let's talk to the people. How your week been?
My week has been good, bro.
Because every time I talk to you, you sounded exasperated,
bro,
brother.
Let me tell you something, man. Yo, the work week be so crazy. Some weeks be like, I mean, it's work. No work week is a good work week.
Yes.
Like if you don't work for yourself, like no work week is a good work week. But sometimes some weeks be like, holy, like, all right, man. Yeah, damn. Yo, you be at work, man, and like my job is so fast paced and like fast moving that
because you out here.
Yeah, you saying we upset? Yeah, so like that should be taking its toll. But nah, this week was cool.
Indeed,
had a real good weekend. Just chilling with my babies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. So this past weekend, I had the pleasure of chilling with Trey.
Yeah.
And Kai.
You know he out here popping now.
Yeah,
after his appearance last week.
He's a superstar.
Yeah,
he's
popping now. You know
you can't tell him nothing. Now.
He's like, Dad, let me get my own show.
Walk in this thing, have my wallet. Like, you know what it is.
I run that down.
Put my
that was real impressive how you said that.
Yeah.
You know, it spoke for a lot of people.
Yeah,
so,
everybody
you know.
Thought it was like, you coached him up. I don't have to. Yeah, when he was two.
Yes, when he had
from
learned.
Birth. Yes, yes, I coached him up. If that's what you mean, yes.
Yes.
If you mean before we walked in here, no.
Yeah. Ashley, what up?
Yeah. He truly had no intentions of coming on the show.
Yeah.
I don't even know. We got into a conversation before the show started. That's really what happened. Mm. Somehow about names. And you was like, yo, let's bring Trey in. Let him see it. Get his opinion on it.
You know.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Y'all know me by now. It's whatever's on the mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talked about, you know, it's all about the transitions, how it gets woven in together. Yeah, you know, that's how Joe ends up on so many conversations. I'm like, you
know what?
That
was definitely off the cuff.
Yeah. No, don't hit the button. Don't hit it. Don't hit it.
Just for that.
I gotta watch you now.
About to handcuff
Joe. Yeah, listen, man.
He's hating.
You got me nervous now, yo.
Joe got to switch on how to act now, man.
All right, did we cover that? Joe, how your week been, man?
Man, my week was smooth. School just started, so, you know, I'm back in it, fully grinding. Two jobs and you know, going to school. It is a busy schedule, but, you know, black man, we make it happen. We won't make excuses.
Yeah, black men don't cheat. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I said that out loud one time. I got fucking. I got.
You got lit up for that?
Dead eye, like. Oh, really? Okay. Bartender, right. Let me get a. Make mine a double.
One for the house. But no, it's good to hear that.
How was your week, sir?
It was pretty dope, you know, normally, because I don't remember past 2 days. You know what I realized?
What's that?
I don't remember when people ask me, like, yo, what you do this weekend? When I did have a regular, you know, corporate job, and they ask, yo, what you do this weekend? I'm like, fam, I don't know.
It's somehow you are so hard on me when I don't remember.
It's different, though. Because, you know, I'll be working even when I'm not working. You just be like.
Okay. So basically, you don't do shit. That's what you.
I do everything.
No, I'm talking about you. That's what you were saying about me, though.
Oh, well, you know, the facts speak for themselves. Yes, right. Appreciate that. Yeah, shit alive. Yeah, appreciate that alive.
Put some more bullets in my gun for this.
Well, let's get to it, man, because we acting like we got all day. We got places to be. And,
yeah, it's a 5-minute show, y'all. So
No. We're gonna wrap up season 4 strong. Like I said, two weeks, and then we on to something special.
Hey.
Oh, before I go any further, shout out Toya V. I was on her show week before last.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was good. I mean, I would have been better if I was on it, but.
But they were talking about, you know, helping people, so, in relationships.
I can see why I wouldn't be included. Thank you. I give excellent advice.
Yeah, her show is on Wednesdays, because, you know, Toya got a few shows up here at ARC. But that one, you know, it's about relationships, and she took a different angle. She was like, Notch, you pick. All of the guests on that Wednesday show, we get to pick the topic.
Yeah.
So, of course, I shouldn't say of course. I chose to talk about the list when it comes to relationships. And, you know, I just left it like that because there's so many different angles to it, which I know you brothers can all speak to
I'm sorry, what is the list?
The list is the number of items that people claim they want in a mate.
Thought that was going somewhere else.
What list you thought I was talking about?
Yeah, I'm about to say, you better keep that list to yourself.
What list you talking about?
I thought they was talking about referring to the scoreboard.
What's going? Oh, no. Nah. I try to keep myself out of trouble.
Nah, we don't do that.
Most of the time. Sheesh, because that would be. Yeah.
How many girls
else
you been with?
Whoa.
A little bit.
Yo, I had that conversation recently with somebody, and I was like, yeah. I said somewhere between 15 and 100. It was somewhere in there. Somewhere.
So you lied?
Nah. How did I lie?
100's kind of low.
Oh, yo. So I want to introduce y'all to our new host, Joe. Yo, what is up with y'all today?
You shot the first shot.
Queens niggas. Boy, I try to tell you. Jeez. What is going on? Kind of low.
A little modest.
I'm not Will Chamberlain out here, bro.
Yo, every time I hear that number, like every time you hear Will's number, it's like.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't believe it. No.
Why not, yo?
No, there's not enough time in the day. Like, yo, bro. Like, even the no, man. No. No.
That's not helping you repeat no.
Yo. First of all, you say in the thousands. I'm looking at you like this. Like,
who's saying the thousands?
I'm taking it back when Will.
Oh, yeah, no, Will, no. Will. Oh, he did say in the thousands.
In the thousands?
But, yeah, like, back then, I could see it.
Yeah, nah.
Think about it. There was no social media to distract him. You know what I'm saying? He was going to practice in the games. He wasn't acting. And that's it. And meeting women. And then when you start talking about the orgies and all the other stuff, I'm sure he had going
on. So he had orgies. You count five. There's five girls. You count them as five.
You're damn right. What are they? Not people?
Yeah, you're right.
Are they three-fifths a person? Is that what we're doing?
All lives matter. You're right.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Edit that part out. That's not what I meant.
Yo, respect people, man. What's wrong with you, man?
Jeez. Yo, that number's so wild, though. And I was just sitting there like, every time I hit a number, I'm just like,
it don't seem that impossible, though.
It don't. Maybe I'm thinking about it like, I would have no desire, like, to hit that number. Not the thousand.
I mean, it's not a goal.
It's such a wild, like I think I'm good, man.
He said the same thing. He said the math don't add up.
Like, bro. all right, it's 365 days in a year. So this is probably about a 30-year span in there when he's going crazy.
Right.
So right. So let's say it's like a 30-year span when he's just going crazy.
Yeah.
So even it's one, even if it's one every year.
What do you mean? One woman a year?
I mean one every day for a year.
Okay, I'm about to say. That's 365.
One, one every day for a year.
365 times 5 years.
To a G.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. 365 times 5 years, you said, right?
But like,
that's like 1,500.
But yeah, but like every day, though? So that means you're not doubling up. That means it's one.
In my younger days, you're not. We're talking about me now. What are we talking about? Anyway.
Hey, what is the percentage?
Thank you. Jemiah said it's not possible. It's not impossible.
No.
I'm just
what is the percentage rate of you getting out of that without a STID?
Oh, zero.
Donut. Negative. Not only that, zero. And that's why I be going back to something like, yo, y'all wasn't using condoms back in those days.
They were using lambskin.
Yeah.
Like that, actual lint, not stuff.
Literally. Literally. Nah, I washed up. We should be good. Like, wait, huh?
Boy.
Like, so, like, shouldn't you have just think about it, no prophylactics.
No what? What is it?
Rubbers.
Okay.
All right. None of that. Right?
Kind of no probiotics, but you said something
probiotics
else.
Probiotics are probably better for you. No. Both good for you. All right. None of that. A lot of that.
Uh-huh.
And no babies? Like, no, like, shouldn't it be like 100 kids somewhere? Just by mistake.
I mean, Wilt's free throw percentage rate is pretty high, so his pullout rate may be equal to that. You know what I'm saying?
Bro. If he has less than 20 kids,
yeah,
he's Steph Curry. Like, he's that type of shooter. Yeah, this nigga, like, he is fucking.
Speaking of the Currys. Yes.
You shot yet?
Huh?
You shot?
No, I'm not doing that.
Yo,
you see who she's out here choosing?
No.
Other than her husband? Anyway, we don't even do that.
Nah, yeah, we ain't doing that.
We're not doing
it. I thought it was funny. Ricky Smiley put some shit up and said, hey, big head, like he was in her DM. I was like, y'all niggas is going too hard. Leave that lady, that man alone. That's a wild time to be like. Is there a point?
What?
Is there ever a point where you feel like.
Yes. Whatever the question
whatever,
is.
No. Nah, like. I always say this because I don't think it's ever a bad time to make a life change and whatever, if something that's better for you.
Who is this guy? Go ahead.
No, like, so, but I look at it, I'm like, damn, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Do you think it's some.
Oh, because we're married for 30 years.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I got you.
And now I'm 57 and you 55. Like,
yeah, so we've been married, had our kids.
Yeah, everybody.
Made our millions, right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, is there ever a point that you think it's like, yeah, this ain't working for me? Or you just. I say it for somebody who's been through like that type of separation, like this, there is never a bad time. So I saw people kind of going back and forth about it, like, nah, man, that's too long. You might as well stick it out. Hey,
who's saying that though? That's what I'm saying.
You already know who they are.
Okay.
The intranet.
I mean, okay, go ahead. I'm trying to let you finish your point before I be like, yo, no.
Yeah, they're always right. But about my message to people who truly believe that type of wild shit is like, yo, there's never a point in your life where you should just remain stagnant. Like, everything should be about self-improvement and getting to a better place. And like, it should always be that. And if you feel you're in some situation that's toxic or it's going bad or whatever it is, not that I'm promoting anybody, leaving anybody.
Kind of sound like you are.
I'm not. I'm just saying, like, you only get one of these lives.
Go ahead.
You only get one of them. So people be trying to wait shit out. All right,
I'm confused. So are you saying people should stick it out because they've been together so long? Are you
hell
saying,
nah, get out of there.
Yeah. But you just said people are supposed to self-improve and get better every day.
Right. But that's a two-way street. That's you.
That's a freeway. That's what I'm asking. Like,
yeah, that's a two-way. But that could be one-sided. It could be just you with that. You know what I mean? And your partner is... Like, man, fuck all that.
Jones, what's good?
I am who I am.
So, no, but this is what I've come to learn.
Okay.
In my many years of marriage, being zero. So.
Hey, bro.
I'm just saying.
You've been in enough relationships to qualify.
Have I? I got a text early this week because of my lack of serious relationships. And I was like.
Overrated.
I'm happy. You know? What you mad at me about?
You heard him say between 15 and 100, right?
Yeah, well, chill. All
right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This guy. Yo, what I was going to say was...
The name of the pod is 15, between 15 and 100.
Is that what we're going with?
Oh, well, thus far.
Thus far. All right. We still got time.
Make a note of that, Joe.
Time mark that one. All right, cool. So, no, what I was saying was, when it comes down to that point... Tampa...
Okay.
Read that. I'm saying... All right, my bad. So, what I was saying was, when it comes to dealing with the person you're in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. I've learned what works best for me is to accept them as they are now. Do I love you as you are now? You may change, you may improve and all that stuff.
Right.
But the flip side of that coin, you may not. You may be like this forever, ever, ever, ever. And you got to decide. You got to decide, is this the person you want to be with now for the next 40, 50 to infinity?
And beyond.
Yeah, and beyond. See what I'm saying?
Buzz Lightyear told me that.
Yeah, indeed.
Wait a minute.
So with that being said, how do you feel about that? With that mind frame or mindset, do you still feel the same way?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. You're welcome.
Absolutely. I don't.
Face, what up?
Yeah, get out of there. I'm joking.
That is not what you just said.
I'm joking.
I appreciate the brothers chiming in. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? JP said growth is a continuous process.
Yeah, bro.
That was fortune cookie deep. Thank you, JP. Faith said both parties grow, but not necessarily in the same direction.
Yeah, it's a fact.
So if a train leaves New York at 2 p.m.
I hated these questions.
And a helicopter takes off in Chicago.
Yeah, 6.
At 3 p.m. At what time do you order your Domino? Anyway, let's get out of this. And you see what I say about math? My math don't be mathing, yo.
Approximately 1:45 p.m.
That's when the pizza, that's when you ordered the pizza?
That's when you ordered.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Approximately is like the ultimate guesswork.
That boy got a college degree. Anyway, all right, let's talk about some other stuff real quick, because that was great.
Where you at with it?
Let's talk about, I don't even know what's most pressing, because there's been so much randomness going on in the world, but... You know what I wanted to talk about?
Come on.
Last week, confrontations. And this isn't going to be a fun topic, but I think it's a conversation that needs. Do you? You like confrontations? Because I've been dealing with a lot of people who have been avoiding them at all costs.
Really?
Right? Yeah. I'm talking about personally, professionally. And I'm a person, I know how to stay calm. I know how to handle business. I understand we having a disagreement on certain things. Right? But I've been interacting with people who they just get all
the jittery.
Oh my God. They can't handle it.
That's annoying.
And I'm like, yo, fam, we just talking about.
Let's take a deep breath.
I was like, that's what I was saying. Yeah, I was like, I'm not yelling at you. I'm not taking your head off. I'm like, yo, just relax. And they just like, yeah, nah. It's what is wrong with you? So I started paying attention to it about a week and a half ago and how often it happened. You know what I mean? Because I haven't talked to people on the phone, like, yo, I can't talk about this no more, I gotta go. Is that just me, or is it just something we should accept in this current
I think people
environment.
In general, a lot of
Kurt,
people,
what up?
I think when it most like raises ugly head or looks crazy to me is when it's somebody that's of age, respectfully.
Oh, no, these are grown
I know,
people
that's the part that it, like, I look at it and I'm like, yo, you grew up in an era where we didn't talk. We didn't text every day. Like, we really had to use words and all that. So, where are your people skills at? How did they not develop during that era where, like, there was no other option but to talk?
Yeah.
It's just odd to me. Like, and I get it. I'm not really a confrontational person. Mm-hmm. I don't mind the confrontation.
Gotcha.
So it may seem like I love it. I don't. I just it don't bother me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm a person, like, I don't have to agree with everything you say.
Yeah, that
like,
part.
I don't have to like it.
Yeah.
But that's not going to make me hate you because you think differently, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. I don't gotta agree with you.
Yeah.
Me and Oz can have 100 conversations. We
disagree a lot.
That's fine.
Yeah. Like,
that's okay, y'all.
And a lot of times, you know, Will will come back and say, yo, Knotts, I'm sorry. I was wrong.
America. Put the camera on. America. Don't let this motherfucker.
Yeah, welcome, America. You're getting a look behind the curtains of P4AP.
Yo, it's really all right not to agree with each other, man. We just, everything got to be done with respect. And that's what I always say, like, we can have those disagreements and those discussions and really get passionate about what we're going back and forth about.
Yeah.
But there's a respect level that's here.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it all right. I'm not going to get upset because you won't believe or go with my way of thinking. That shit is dumb.
Yeah, it's not accurate.
Yeah, everybody's not going to believe what you believe.
Right. But that's the part that I'm really talking about, because there's so many people, if they don't agree with everything about a person, everything else they say is invalid. And I'm like, yo, are y'all adults? Like, do you have a comprehension of people understanding? Yeah. Like, yo, I can agree with you about this, about
that's it.
COVID and the vaccine. Yeah. I can agree with you on that. We could be on the same page about that, but we could be on totally different opposite pages about interracial dating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So...
But somehow that makes you a scumbag because you don't agree on everything.
Oh, because like,
people want you to have the same exact view.
You
hold
me down.
People want you to have the same exact view as them. If you don't, and you don't fuck with them.
Yeah, and see.
Or you think because I don't like you, I won't look at the point you make it and think, that's valid. I could think you're a scumbag, piece of trash, all of that. But if you make a valid point, I'm be like, that's valid.
They a scumbag though?
Oh, I know some scum. Well, I don't really associate with any scumbags anymore. But like, yeah, I used to know some.
You hear that moonwalk, right, Joe?
Nah, it's not a moonwalk. Like I don't, you know how I feel about hanging around people. Like I don't do that shit no more
at all.
But like younger? Oh yeah, listen, niggas in the hood be terrible. Like motherfuckers, you like if I gotta hide my shit from you, you a wild dude. Like niggas who will set anybody up, like, yo, bro, I don't, man, listen, ruthless.
Just remember the statute of limitations and the story you're about to tell. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, fuck the hood. You're welcome.
Like I said.
Hey, the hood ain't never done nothing for none of y'all. You're welcome. I'll be acting like that shit yours. Keep going. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, no, no. You was on the road.
No,
wait a second. Hold on. Let me catch up. Wait a second.
These my projects. No, they belong to the city of New York. Nobody owns anything in here.
City of Atlanta.
Yeah.
No, it ain't no different.
City of Atlanta. You don't own any of your shit.
Nah.
No. It belongs to the city.
Yeah.
It's my hood. No, it's not.
That's my block.
Yeah. No, it's not. It doesn't. It doesn't belong to you at all. You own nothing over here.
I got two streets named after me.
In fact.
Joseph E. Boom and Joseph E. Lauren. Yeah. They know what it is.
Yeah. It's your hood, your street.
I should claim those two, but there we go.
And you done robbed the liquor store on the corner mad times in your hood.
I mean, they were just loans, though.
I got you.
I was coming back, because you get your money back in the neighborhood.
Send your picture up in the liquor store.
That's how you circulate money in the hood.
There you go.
Oh, I see you now.
Come on, man. Act like.
Send your picture up in the liquor store, my nigga. You know what that means.
What is it?
most stealer.
No, that means most valuable customer. Now, that's like
MVT, most valuable
MVC, goddamn it.
Hey, I had my picture up in a couple places.
Wow. I keep telling you about these stats. Anyway, Joe, chime in, please.
So I'm sorry.
Get him to focus real quick, because he just be out here acting like Facebook is not Fedbook.
I mean, he makes a real good, valid point. I mean, some people.
Oh, wait, nah, don't do that. No, just like. Okay.
Some people want you to agree with them for the sake of they need validation. Like, they're not coming with logic. They just hear what you're saying, and they like, well, I think such and such, such and such. And then when you look at them with the crazy face, they like. What you saying? Like you don't think I know what I'm talking about? And it's like, dog, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, from your point of view, I see a 6, and I explain my 9. Mm-hmm. We're still on the same subject, but on this one, I can't go with you. And they get all upset, and then they feelings, and they like, well, dang, man, it's like in a life and death situation, you're not gonna save me.
Who said that?
How do we get here?
Who said? Yeah. All I said was I'm looking at it as a 6. And argued as a 9. Yeah. Let's agree to disagree and move on.
Yeah.
I mean, you're wrong as hell, but it's all right. Still got nothing but love for you.
That topic wasn't as fun because y'all agree with me. I don't like that. I was trying to start some shit.
Nah, bro. Yo, man, it's just retarded. Like,
we can start something.
Nah, people like truly angry about that shit. So. Like,
we do.
People be mad, man. Somebody don't fuck with you no more just because of something like that. You know that, right?
Yeah.
There's somebody you don't hear from no more. Like, yo, where you been at? Like, nah, you didn't agree with me about the COVID shit, so.
Hey, Will, you want to make him mad?
Nah, don't make me.
No, I do not.
Let's talk about how the Yankees came here and cheated.
No, let's not.
For the two game,
bro. Spread. First of all, you got to understand something, Joe. Let me make it clear, Joe. Let me make it clear, because I know what you're trying to do.
The Yankees cheated.
I don't care about baseball to playoff season. So. Whatever you got to say, talk to me in October when things matter.
Oh, I'm definitely going to talk to you in October. We'll see you there. Braves are in first place, by the way. You fans, Braves are in first place.
Hey, how many games they won in that Yankee series?
We didn't win any games in the Yankee
series. All right, moving on.
But we definitely still going to the playoffs. Can't say the same for the Mets.
Remember last week, y'all. We'll see in a week when the Yankees get here. Okay.
So, Shikari. Am I saying that name right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's only been 3 months.
Shikari Richardson.
Snoop Richardson.
Hey, I need the number.
We're not
going
with Snoop Richardson no more?
I need the number to her plug. Just,
Yo.
Shout out.
What don't plug do that you talking to her.
Not the, that. The plug.
Hair plugs.
Is that what you meant?
The plug.
Yeah, that's what
he
meant.
Nah. That's not what you saw.
That's what he meant.
I don't have any hair, so it's not hair plugs. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
All right, let's. I'm not talking about the race no more because that's old. We got all the think pieces we need.
Got you.
Remind me to talk about think pieces another time and how much I really despise those. Anyway.
Not all of them.
I just wanted to talk about how she came at the goddess, the Jamaican greatness.
Oh my God!
And the deeper
noon angle this was coming from. So, right into that.
All right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, the main thing is, do y'all think she was wrong for addressing it like that?
I missed it. What did she do?
So basically, Allison was saying, yeah, she was, you know, basically giving her, not giving her flowers, but saying, yo, give her a break. She's mad young. She said on national TV, like, yo, support her if you support her, but support her. And then Shakari came back on Instagram Live and was just like, yo, that ain't real support because it was on national TV. Don't mean it's real. Something real shady. Yeah. Like,
what you want me to say?
Yeah. So it was definitely the sore loser's bracket.
What you think it is?
I mean, to be honest, let's be real. Okay.
Yeah, she got
corrupt. What up, G?
You jumped in the deep end of the pool. I mean, you know, in life, you have people that are definitely better than you, and then you have your lane. Mm-hmm. You can't jump into someone else's lane, think you're finna take it over, and then get mad when they don't start the fire. I guess she wanted some type of clapback from the winner. She wanted the winner to stoop to that level. But I agree with Amber. You know, hey, look, if you really rock with her, rock with her. You know,
Allison.
Don't. Allison. I mean, Alice. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
If you really rock with her, you know, rock with her. Don't jump ship because she's on the down. She's basically telling her, like, if you're real fans of her, don't jump ship because she's on the downtrack. You know, hold her up. And I guess Shakira just felt like
she took offense to that.
So what you saying? Like, I'm always be losing. Like, you know, y'all know y'all can't run against me. Like, chill out.
And that's what the interwebs have been saying, especially Black Twitter.
Young ass down.
So here's a deeper question that I really care about.
Go.
What do you think caused her to react that way, Shakari? I'm talking about. What do you think is really going on?
She pressed.
Let's get deep.
She pressed, man.
But that's it. I go back to the conversation.
I mean, think about it. She was on the podium and it was snatched away from her. So now she's on the defense. She feels like everybody's against her now. For what? You lost. It's okay. Yeah.
Well, what you think? Because that's an interesting point. Yeah.
What podium? He ain't win nothing. Sit down.
She wants some trials. That's it.
Yeah, come on, man.
What do you think is really going on with her?
She is young and that's all. That's all it was. She just needs more life experience and she'll see that wasn't what she thought it was.
Okay.
But I get it. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get back into a corner, you get defensive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You think somebody coming for your head because that's what they've been doing.
Right.
Like, so that's all. She thought it was that. And I don't think it wasn't based off what is being told to me. Like, I don't, it doesn't sound like it was that. Because I think there was ways to come out her head.
Yeah.
There was ways to come out your head.
But you don't think that was one?
That wasn't the one. That was two. That was light, bro. Like, nah, like laughing over, like, race for what? Like, oh, did she race? I didn't see her. Like, that's coming for your head. Saying, like, nah, yo, show her love.
That's funny.
Yeah, like that's, like, you know what I mean? Saying show her love, that's not coming for your head.
Yeah.
But that goes back to our previous conversation about, like, people, like, everybody wants me to, like, show you. That's like when, like, I'll put it in this context. Now it's you a DJ.
Am I?
Cats bring you music and tell you to listen to this. Yo, how does it sound? This is that. And
Stop putting that out there, bro.
And anyway, sometimes, and sometimes, you have to give an honest answer.
Sometimes. Every time.
I'm talking about sometimes you don't have to go ham on them.
I don't go ham. I'm very good. Make your point. I'm sorry.
You got to give some constructive criticism. How about that?
Hey, that a good one? That worked.
You got to give some constructive criticism.
I can get a check.
And somebody's gonna hear that and shit and call Knots a hater.
Nah, I ain't never been a hater.
I'm not saying you are. They're gonna perceive.
Oh, they're gonna perceive me as that
as being a hater.
I didn't love what they did.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's all that was. To be truthfully, she shouldn't have raced at all, and it had nothing to do with where she finished.
Why do you think she shouldn't have raced?
Because this shit was about over. Remember how we said, hey, at some point this shit gonna die down and it shouldn't even gonna matter no more.
But why does that equal her not?
I don't think she wasn't ready for it. Did you see the race?
I mean, I understand that.
She wasn't ready for it.
So I thought you were saying she shouldn't have been allowed to race.
No. She should have been allowed to
race. You're saying her team, her coach.
I would have waited. For what? What would this race prove? If she won it, what would it prove? So what?
Oh, that'd have been a whole lot. That's a good question.
So what?
Let's imagine for a minute.
She won. And smoked him.
Nothing.
Nothing would have changed?
Wasn't going to prove nothing.
Really?
Hit the button and say why.
It wasn't going to prove anything. This is why. Because they trying to start something with this button, so we finna get it. The reason why I don't think it would have proved nothing is because, okay, the people in this race that she would have beaten, all of them had the same thing in common. None of them went to the Olympics. So you still haven't beaten the best.
Joshua, what up, man?
You still haven't beaten the best.
Man.
Everybody you needed to beat was already at the Olympics.
Lies.
Everybody you needed to beat.
Was there Jamaicans at the same race?
Yeah. I'm saying the Jamaicans
was
in this.
Was there Jamaican? No, I'm
sorry. I'm saying the Jamaicans in this race.
Was there rice and peas
the Jamaicans
inside the locker room?
The Jamaicans in this race that she lost to, if she would have beat them, wouldn't have proved anything. Because everyone she needed to beat was already where they needed to be at, and
it's
she wasn't
the same
there.
People.
No, 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 it was a similar bracket.
No, no, like it was close. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, it was close.
She raced against the B squad. Like who?
No, Shelly is not a B squad. Nah, wait a second. She almost beat.
I ain't gonna let you do that.
We're not doing that at all.
They nah, there was some Olympians out there with her, and you could tell by the way she finished.
She almost broke the world record. Shelly Ann was like, yo.
I'm not saying she's. I mean, if she did all that, why wouldn't she?
Is there more? Female.
She
wasn't.
My bad. She wasn't in the Olympics.
Is there more female Jamaican name than Shelly Ann?
Of course.
Name it. Go.
Right now?
Go.
I got Google in front of me, so
just let me
fair.
Get one more. No, no, off the top. Just give me one, another one.
No, I want to make my... No, I know what you're doing. But I wanted to make my point. This is what I wanted to say. Because I see what you're doing.
And you can't use Katie. And you can't just put Ann on whatever name you're saying. Go ahead. Go.
You done?
Yeah, I'm finished.
You sure? Except for now. So, no, what I was saying... All I'm saying is... Had she won, it would have made a statement. And all of those fans who were against her and saying, she shouldn't have got eliminated for smoking weed or whatever, getting caught, that dynamic would have changed had she won. That's what I'm thinking, because I didn't think about this until we brought it up here today. But I definitely think winners always change things, right?
Yes.
We know that.
You see me.
We know that. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if... Nah, I'm not going to use that example. I'm not. Because it's going to sound crazy. I'll be like, yo, he talked. All right, I'm not going to do that.
Definitely
I'm
is.
Not. I'm not. So, let's my point is this. Winners change things, right? Mm-hmm. When you start, y'all know this. You want to win a streak, people come behind you, support out of nowhere. Oh, I told you she was going to kill it. I told you she should have been in the Olympics. Wait till 2024.
That bandwagon when I got big.
Oh, my gosh. That's what I'm saying. So, you can't say that. Like, of course, let's be realistic, right? She lost in that race. But by what looked like a lot. It looked like a lot.
In the
sprinting world, it was a lot. What? But
it's a big difference between first and ninth. Put that out there.
She still ran under 11 seconds.
Yeah, whatever.
So did the other eight people in front of her.
And that was, he got that off.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
That was three.
See, this is why she replying like this on Instagram, because people like you saying stuff like that.
Fuck you, Joe.
I didn't do it.
I heard that shit.
The truth was on camera.
Yeah, Snoop, we love you. Don't be like that.
Don't be like that.
And the truth was in front of her.
Snoop, really? You
said Snoop Richardson.
That's not Snoop Richardson.
The truth literally presented itself in front of her.
My point is this.
Pun intended.
After everything that she went through in the last 30 to 60 days, right?
Right.
Could we really expect much more?
Who told her to race, though?
She had to get back out there.
At some point, but everything she's been through in these past 30, 60 days.
I just don't think.
Whose decision was it to do it now? Why couldn't she just.
I just don't think there was anything to be gained.
She had right
in
now.
In my opinion.
No, I hear what y'all saying.
In my opinion, I don't think there's anything to be gained. Like, if she won, I'd have been like, so what? Oh, great, you're fast. All right, good. You won a contest. Great.
No, it's not a contest.
That's like getting in the free throw shooting contest and you beat me, but I win a championship. How? But I won a free throw shooting contest?
Yo.
Yeah, congratulations, man. Look at this ring.
Stop talking about the Braves, man. Leave him alone, man. Stop doing
See why they hating the Braves? We do have a ring.
Y'all keep y'all pennants.
1995, man. They keep forgetting. 95.
Yeah, I got one.
We got a ring.
1995?
It's cute.
That 95. Was before after slavery was over. I'm trying to remember. It was so long ago.
95. Worst to first. We have a ring.
1995.
And we have 22 pendants and one ring. Shout out to the Braves, man. Let's
go. Say that again.
Joe wasn't eating solid food when I said
I sure won. I was still on formula, but I definitely went and saw my Bravos win the game.
Yo, it said 22 pendants.
22 pendants and one ring.
Yo.
How you say that so confidently, bro?
Because, man.
You should want that stat to die.
I'm going to make sure my accolades are being announced. Man, you know how hard it is to win a pendant? That means you got to go to the playoffs 22 times.
We get them all the time, dude.
As being a fan of quite a few shitty teams.
Yeah.
You should don't do it, bro.
Amen.
You can't win these arguments.
Atlanta, stand up.
All right.
Yeah, no, one day we gonna rise, man.
Okay. Atlanta, sit down.
One day we gonna rise.
Is that what the
sit y'all ass down?
Joe be saying stuff and it be like a target.
Hey,
like,
at least y'all got Atlanta.
Joe said change y'all
look. Them teams not so much.
Joe said change your slogan from rise up to one day we gonna rise.
You sound like a Negro spiritual. He talking about. I'm talking about sports, Joe.
It's all right.
One day we gonna come up out of this hill.
Oh my gosh! All right, so y'all want to go serious? Y'all want to go light? Because we run out of time.
All right, let me get one more.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna let you. Hell no, you're not. I'm gonna pick a number though. I pick a number. So whatever the I ain't doing that.
You taking my swag now?
Yeah, let's go four.
Come on, be like Brooklyn.
I count four. All
right. So,
found it.
Back to the music. Y'all hear about Noriega? Drink Champs.
I did.
No. DJ Effin.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Mickey Facts. Let me give you a short update because we don't really like talking about other podcasts on. But this was an interesting point because, you know, we love hip hop and the culture. And this kind of somewhat recently happened. And now we get to project and see what's going to happen because they record on Fridays. Anyway, so Mickey Facts. MC, I believe Mickey is from St. Louis. Don't hold me to that. Or Chicago. Somewhere in the Midwest. Dope ass MC. Like, super dope.
Yeah, he can rap.
Yeah, he can very much rap, right? Yeah. He was on Drink Champs last week with Noriega and DJ Effin, right? Mm-hmm. And he was telling us, they were, somehow they diverted to talking about Wu-Tang and the affiliates. I know this is before your time, Joe. Let me catch you up. So there's this group called Wu-Tang. There's group called Wu-Tang Clan.
Don't give no Wu-Tang. Right?
Don't do that. We got
Joe knows who Wu-Tang is. No, we're going
to
do that to you, Joe.
But he may not be familiar with Sons of Men and that, Killer Priest.
Now, you explain those.
Right.
So he knows who Wu-Tang is.
That's what the actual conversation was about. This is where it went left. So they were talking about the Wu-Tang affiliates. When Wu-Tang was at its height, they had a lot of...
Underlings?
No, they're not underlings. That's what I'm saying.
Understudies.
This is no. It's nothing under
Wu-Tang
about
them. Wu-Tang is big, like a I mean, I don't want to use the term gang, but like I can't think of a better word.
It was a crew.
Crew is a good word.
Can I finish my?
There's a lot of them. Go ahead.
Can I finish?
I'm just trying to elaborate what you were trying to get. Underlings wasn't a word, right?
Yeah.
Clean so it crew up. Was yes. The crew was where you were headed, right?
Hey, we'll go with that.
All right, let's go crew. Continue.
So anyway, so a lot of those groups that the RZA and different people affiliated with, affiliates is where I said affiliates, but anyway.
Affiliates.
Yeah, which is why I said that. So anyway, let me get to the point. So during the show, Mickey was talking about them and Nori says something like,
shots fired.
This day but he was saying it to be, it came off to me like he was trying to be entertaining.
I thought it was telling a joke too.
Right, right. But this is Wu.
It wasn't taken as a joke.
It was not taken as a joke. It was taken as disrespect. And I kind of would have felt disrespect too, because the way he phrased it, it was an insult. Am I wrong?
No, he definitely did.
Okay, cool.
If he didn't say it with a laugh, and I ain't know, well, I don't know Nori, but like his personality,
yeah,
like I would definitely would have took that as a
yeah. But some things you don't play with, and Wu was one of them.
Oh shit!
That's all I'm saying. Wu was for the children. That's
I didn't know he was for.
So let me translate to Joe. So imagine if. Dungeon Family and somebody disrespected and called Goody Mob or somebody like that an underling. See what I'm saying? How would you feel then?
He'd be Body Bangs. Sorry.
So now we on the same page. You understand.
I almost said something to get canceled. I'm gonna leave it alone. Woo. When I take that shit, it was right there, but I'm gonna save it.
So, no, go. I'm glad we did that because now you understand the magnitude of what's going on.
Yeah.
So Nori came back and he has apologized, right?
Yeah. Wu-Tang is a wild movement. Too.
Listen.
Like, worldwide.
Y'all remember Shaheen? You know Shaheen. Mm-hmm. Yes. You familiar with Shaheen at all? Okay, cool. All right. I'm not saying that trying to be funny, but because, you know, what he's been dealing with is a little bit different. So anyway, so Shaheen, you know, was one of the main ones to take offense to it. You know what I mean? As he should. So Mickey Facts goes on Instagram and apologizes as well, a whole minute long thing. And to me, it was kind of... No, it was sincere, but it sounded a little too sincere to me. Cause
scared?
Yeah,
he didn't want to put him out. He's scared.
Yes.
Hey, what do you think is good? Yes. Yo, don't come to New York no more, man.
Yo, it was a lot.
It was a lot. It was one of those like he ain't going outside no more.
Yeah,
you didn't let that shit die down.
But and that's the thing about it was. Bro. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm gonna say I know that sound when somebody. That cop in the plea, like, yo, fam, it wasn't even like that. Like, yo.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that was.
You know that voice tone.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I've been there, bro. Like, and I be looking at cats a lot of times, like, no, you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing because these niggas are crazy.
So let me get it right. So Jones, I appreciate that. But yeah, Nori basically called those Wu-Tang affiliates flunkies. That was the actual term. Has it changed now?
Yeah.
Does it hit different?
See, that's
shit. Yeah, flunky's a rough word.
That's like, you know,
you see how I pause to try to find like the correct term to use. I was like, I don't want to use affiliates. Crew sounds way cooler. Like, exactly. Like that's
I'm just getting it
a little
right.
Safer
and it's less offensive.
Like, flunkies is mad offensive.
You basically said they ain't do anything for the group. They was just there.
Yeah, it's like saying you got a side chick, but you call it just side chick a flunky. Like, come on, you see what I'm saying? That hit you different, right?
That's terrible.
Like, but in all honesty, like, if you think about it in context, I would be Wu-Tang. And not to be
the flunky.
So we're reaching on this Thursday. All right, cool. All right. So versus. Y'all be wilding. Y'all know I don't care. Y'all know I don't care.
I know you don't care.
Yeah. I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to them.
Fuck you, nigga.
I'm in the show by myself anyway. You know what I'm saying?
I've been carrying you, nigga. Season 5, not carry Will. I already named the season.
The whole season, right?
They wilding, though.
But no, it's so, all right. So what's supposed to be happening? And I want. Okay. Y'all watch Drink Champs? Y'all,
I do.
I know y'all familiar with it. I know you do. Have you seen a few episodes?
I've heard of it, but you haven't
watched it. Okay, so
I support Queens.
They record even when they call people flunkies. Is what we doing?
Hey, bro.
All right. Cool. My bad. So anyway, so they record tomorrow. So I think the episodes go live some point this weekend. Anyway, we don't really worry about that.
He's gonna apologize.
He's going to apologize, and then what? How bad is he going to double down on the apology?
He is not.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad or how high is Nori going to double down?
Not too high. He's not going to double down because I'm telling you, like, I don't think he meant disrespect. If he meant disrespect, because I don't give a fuck how cool he is now and how nice he is.
Yeah.
That nigga's no from left right. So y'all he could do that nice and cool shit all you want, bro.
There's a limit to it.
Yeah.
There's a limit
that
to
shit, it. That shit, left rack's in there somewhere. They used to call that shit Iraq, bro. Like, it's in there somewhere. You better leave him alone. But he's a grown, older man now, so he's going to come out and be
same
like,
age.
Yeah, he's going to come out and be like, yo, I truly didn't mean, like, that wasn't my intention.
Okay.
But if you think he about to do that Mickey Facts, how you describe that type of tone, no way.
Okay.
No way.
Okay.
All right. Effin might do that shit because Effin seemed like he.
Nah, don't do Effin like that. Nah, man. I fuck with Effin. Nah, he already said some stuff in the comments because he knew.
Yeah, I'm
sure,
like that.
I'm sure Effin is used to being with Nori on the show now and be like.
Everybody know Nori's personality. Yeah. Like, kind of like the face Nazi making when I say some wild shit. He'd be like, you sure? Like, let me jump in here and say this thing. He is wild.
Nah, I'll be saying that just like a double down. Yeah. Like,
Nigga, oh, that's what you going with?
I do say that. I do. That do sound like one of my lines.
Now, then he made me think about it like, yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to let that live. I'm going to let that breathe out there.
Let it breathe a little bit. It was so definitely fucked up, though.
Listen, JP, once again, making good points. He always holding you out there. Anyway, so JP said, Nori's going to be like, my bad. You know I was in special ed and my words get messed up. Nori does say that a lot.
Nori going to jokingly say that shit because he didn't mean nothing by it. Like, he just didn't. Like, it wasn't that. I don't believe it was that.
What's with all this putting on the special ed? Like,
no, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
Nah,
that's not.
I know where you're going with this.
It's not serious.
Like, I know what
you're doing. Nori just like that, bro. That's his personality.
Yeah. Left rack, once again.
I mean, yeah, he just, that's his personality, bro. It's not even. That's why I said when I heard it, I didn't even. Listening, like, now that you mentioned what it was, because I seen that, I didn't even stop and pause and think it was anything. I thought it was like, okay.
So had Wu not set up, you didn't pay no attention to it. Because
I didn't look at it as a shot. Like, I just thought, like, this nigga drunk and high. It's towards the end of this shit. He's fully lathered up at this point.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so ain't no telling what he might say.
But we know being
and that's his personality.
You know being where we from. Oh, even when you drunk and lathered up, so you're going to get.
Oh, you can say some shit to get the shit slapped out.
Right. Exactly. At any point. That. At any point. So, you know, of course it wouldn't go to that.
All
right, so. Drunk. Before we get out of here, let's get into a little trouble. Let's get into a little political science.
I was in special ed.
So, Beth.
Not me. I was in an honors class.
That's a callback, yo.
Listen, I see what you did there. Look at the professional out here, man. Season 4, episode 13. I mean, 12. 412. Anyway, so both of you guys are involved with the school system in one way or another.
All right.
And let's keep this straight and to the point. At your honest and core, do you think we should go back virtual? And let me start with the parent first.
Please.
Right? And I'm out of this conversation because my daughter's in college. Have at it.
Joe got agendas. You can't ask Joe. Joe like, hell no, we shouldn't go back. I need this bread.
As a father, no, they still get paid. But you have two school. Yeah, they get paid.
Oh, hell yeah. Send them motherfuckers bread. Hell yeah.
With two school-aged kids, right? How do you feel right now?
Right this
numbers,
second.
Numbers rising. Temperatures rising. Yeah. You act like a DJ and actually play some music. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, so let me tell you my two-sided coin here. First of all, I think they should stay in school. That's my first thing.
Okay.
And that's more because it's not because I don't see the risk. Like, the risk of the risk, I definitely see it. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking more of like the quality of education you get from virtual learning to me is like a donut. It's a zero.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't think my kids really get anything from virtual learning.
Okay.
In my opinion, they're not going to be super attached, and there's nobody in the room. Like half of the time, like yo, parents are doing shit.
Right.
Like even if you got a parent that's at home, they likely working from home.
Right.
Like I can't be the teacher. I can't. Like that's why I always respect that profession so much. But like I can't be the teacher, and that makes me want. I don't think my children. Some maybe some other kids.
I'm asking you personally.
Yeah.
Once maybe, again, when we're on the show, we're talking about us. Like
probably maybe just some other kids might be just awesome with that. But I think my children, and probably a lot of children like this too. They need that structure of that school environment. And what it also does too is remember how we talked about earlier, like people not having that, like being able to be social, not able to talk, not able to communicate. Like you lose all of that.
Yeah.
When you don't have that type of interaction, especially at the age they are now,
right,
young and growing, because you're developing that personality. Mm-hmm. You're developing the ability to speak to people. You're developing being comfortable having a conversation without fucking spazzing out or fucking rage quitting out of it. Like that.
Did you see the Wonder Years? You remember that?
Yeah, I remember Wonder Years. Okay.
How awkward that shit was?
Yeah, it was.
Forget it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But like, when you said like, that, just so like, me that. I understand why virtual, like for safety reasons, I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna hate it. Like I don't like it for my kids just because like I feel like they're missing out on that part of school. It's not just the education part. It's everything else that comes with it.
No, I get you.
Like Jim is ill, y'all. Fuck y'all. Like
you going out. You need to get hit in the face with a dashboard. Hey,
bro, the reality is these kids ain't going outside unless they may not have no physical activity.
That's real.
If it ain't in a gym class or going on a rec or whatever it is.
That's real.
Like it just won't happen.
Yeah.
People don't go outside no more.
Yeah.
You know kids what I mean? Like kids don't go outside no more.
I was playing
more.
Kickball yesterday.
You know what I mean? Like so. Like, there's so many advantages to it, even more than just education.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm not going to be naive and think that, I'm not going to be Busta Rhymes out here and be like, I'm just playing.
No, go ahead. Well,
no, I'm leaving Busta out of it. I'm just playing. I know COVID is real. I'm not downplaying it at all, and I get that point. I'm just talking about from the level of education.
Yeah.
I hope, and for that reason, that we stay in class.
That reason alone.
Okay. That reason alone.
All right.
Not because I don't respect that class. That fucking COVID is COVID.
No, you get it. No, we get it. You made your point. Jose?
All right, y'all. From the court of public opinion.
No. I want your opinion. I don't want public opinion.
All right, Jose.
So I want you. That's
the,
it.
From the personal opinion of...
Fuck these kids.
of an essential worker. I'm a school bus driver by trade. So I'm responsible for your kids getting home to school, school to home.
Mm-hmm.
I have my wife... How you doing, honey? Who's a school teacher. She teaches in school.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
She's a Spanish teacher, high school.
So y'all doubling down on the danger.
So think about our household. We're connected every day.
Yeah, about to say, yeah.
But I firmly believe that the kids need to be in an environment where they can thrive in that environment.
Mm.
Having them be virtual is too many distractions at home. If the parent doesn't work at home, do they really trust their kids to be on the laptop or on the game? You know your kids. Mm. And even if the parent is at home, the parent is still trying to provide for the household and can't focus on the child when they should be doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And on top of that, I'm going to be honest. Some teachers rely on it being virtual because it gives them a chance to be somewhere and just really going through the motions. Like, okay, I did my job. I got on. I seen all my classes.
I'm not putting pants on.
But they need to be at home doing their work. And honestly, it's kind of just, it's like, okay, you're virtual. I can't really fail you because you're not here in the classroom.
Is that how they feel?
Bro, that's how the system is really going. Because it's virtual, I got to give you pretty much every single tool to pass except give you the answer. And even if it comes to that, if you're failing, I basically just got to make the work easy for you to pass. They need to be in the classroom. They need to be developed inside of that environment. And I'm not saying COVID is not real because I've taken precautions to be safe. Like I said, I'm driving your kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
I come in close contact with them 5 days a week. So does my wife. And we have to come home.
Twice a day.
And we both have to come home and be safe with each other. Yeah. I don't know her kids and she don't know mine. But at the same time, putting kids in an environment where they won't thrive in that environment and just calling it safety measures, you're not really looking out for the child. You're kind of just dumbing it down and hoping when they get old enough, when they're supposed to rely on these things that they're using, they won't be prepared.
Mm. Okay. Once again, I'm out of this conversation. So before I add my little...
Stop bragging.
1.5 cents because I'm out the game.
Tired of this thing.
No, I wanted... You know, because our people was making some good points. Chanel. She said, hell nah. My grocery and electricity bill is way too high.
Kids eat like goddamn fucks.
Bro. All the time. Why are kids so hungry?
Yeah.
Now I see what my parents. See, I got a big family. So now I see my parents is like, yo, y'all really just fucking just ate all of that? That's gone? Now I know. Now I understand the tone of my pop's voice. Like, y'all really just. Y'all ate all that? That shit is really gone. Like, it's no more.
Cal, what up? Yeah. No, JP, once again, you showed it. Anyway.
JP, he does that type of shit.
So does he?
Yeah.
Oh, he's in the school system.
And JP does everything, bro.
I'm not surprised with that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But he said, facts. Developing social skills and having structure is important. These kids will hurt in the long term because of it. So what I'm hearing, let me get with Thomas in.
Go.
Happy late birthday again, my brother. He said, you're right. It's a pop-up. You're right. When my stepkids need to be in school to learn at home, learning at home does not work for them. I'm going to put a comment in as soon as what you meant, Thomas. But anyway, so what I'm hearing from you guys, y'all saying we are willing to risk the danger of our kids contracting COVID, bringing it home. This is what I'm hearing.
No, I like it. Go.
I see where you're
going. I like it.
So you're saying their education and the deficit that our kids were at last year during the pandemic, it's worth taking a risk of them contracting COVID right now.
Because where I'm getting at, y'all have a vaccine now. At this point in time, last year when we was all at home, there was no talk of it.
You want to do that?
You
hit the V word.
There was no talk. When they sent them home the first time, we was virtual. Everybody was scared because this whole thing get out of whack.
Yeah.
There was no talk of a cure.
Yeah.
Now we have a vaccine, and you still trying to send them home. So really, what is your underlying intentions? Do you just want them to be at home and not in the classroom at all? Or can we get them in the classroom and learn exactly what they need to learn? Because put it right now, in this time of year, it's about to be flu season. So do we have COVID or the flu? Because when my generation was going to school and this time hit, flu season was a mother. But let me tell you about my mother, Frances Spencer. I didn't care if I was dying. I was going to school. I got a spoonful of Carlyval and she delivered me to school.
Where your parents from?
From Atlanta. My mom straight from the A.
Okay.
If I was sick,
I remember that's what I
get that spoonful of Carlyval and if I, mom missed the bus. Okay, get in the car.
She didn't even give him the pill.
She's taking me to school on her way to work. Right. There was no such thing as not being in the classroom.
Right. Yeah,
so I'm saying now, if y'all have quote unquote the answer for what we're dealing with, put them in the classroom.
But they don't have the answer. They don't have the answer, Joe. AI is more of an answer.
I've been doing this more than you.
Let me put it this way. Okay, this may be more realistic. Let's say my daughter was still in school ages. I would have her sitting at home. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Even with everything else you guys are saying, I'm being honest. No. I'm not risking her health for this current U.S. school system to say, hey, your education is more important to her, is more important to me than her health. It's not. Yeah. But once again, I don't have to make that decision. Right. Thank you, Lord.
These are definitely one of those topics when you say, like, will you be dancing? I'd be like, no, because I genuinely see both sides of it. That's why I said I answer for my children.
Yeah.
Yes,
like, I see the advantage of them, like that level of learning.
Yeah.
Like, I see the effect it has on them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, but I also get to see the effect of homeschooling. When, like, I can't even call it homeschooling because I'm not schooling them. Like, it's virtual learning is great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the perfect name for it because, like, they're virtually learning nothing.
Mm.
Like, they're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just not. Like, it's just not my kids. It's any kid. Like, the attention span of kids is wild. It's been wild. It was wild in our day.
Right, I did.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just worse.
And that's without distractions.
Right, like, time to kill Jerry three times.
That's without a cell phone and 7,000 channels and YouTube and everything like that. We were still distracted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I imagine with even more distractions now how it is.
But let's
I'm on a laptop.
But let's put it like
that
this.
That has the internet.
Let's put it like this.
All I got to do is right click.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that screen's still up, nigga, but I'm not paying attention to anything you say.
Go ahead, Joe. What you about to say?
But I'm saying, but let's put it like this. Since you know Knox saying he's still in the game. What happens if his daughter's college sent her home?
Oh, he found
they shut down.
I need a refund.
That was gonna be his only concern.
But now she has to be home. She has to be home and do virtual school from the college perspective. Now, as a college student, I can tell you right now, virtual learning for college is a lot more extreme than it is for what the kids are doing now because...
Wait, say that again. Say that one more time.
Virtual learning for a college student
is a lot more extreme
definitely. Than it is for these high schools and middle schools. Oh, yeah, and I can say this because taking an online class for a college, you're not going to be face-to-face with your professor. They're literally going to upload a video of the lecture, expect you to listen to it. The work is already going to be there. Yeah. And on that due date, all they're looking to see if it's there.
That's it.
If it's not there, you fail. So at this point in time, with your daughter being back home and you being a lot busy because, you know, you weren't expecting her to be home and her grades would start to slip. Not saying she would because I'm sure she's a smart person. What do you do as that parent and like, yo, why are your grades slipping? Like, this shouldn't be happening.
Right.
Like,
you had all the time
because,
in the world.
It's because you're home and you have nothing else to do all day but be here on the computer. So why are you lacking?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
I would say, and this, once again, when we talk on the show, we're talking personally.
Right.
We're not worried about the public and all that because they get, you know, the world of public opinion really sucks.
Right.
I would tell her.
Don't waste my goddamn money.
That too. And then secondly, I was like, yo, do what you got to do. Let's get through this. And so you can get to living the life that you want to live. Preach. That's it. That's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all something, man. And me and my daughter's mother, we didn't get into it, but it was a conversation about, you know, my daughter going to school. Like sometimes, you know, she would get to school late, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, my daughter is very keen to that type of stuff. I didn't care if she went to school late because getting those attendance awards and all that stuff like that.
Useless
in life, right? I understand what you're trying to
participation trophy.
It's a participation trophy. And you're trying to frame and brainwash our kids as saying, this is how you have to behave. And this is how we want you to act. And this is how what it's going to take for you to be an employee of us. Mm-hmm. Because personally, we know what the school system really is. So when it comes to things like that, I don't even get upset. What do you want to do? What is your purpose? How do you want to change and impact this world? Let's focus on that. Mm-hmm. Everything else? Sorry, it's not my job. That's not your job. It's not your job to save everybody. It's not your job to get straight A's all the way until you're 16, 80 years old. That doesn't matter to me. And I made that clear to her. Mm-hmm. And so while she's working on what she really wants to work on, mm-hmm. I'm proud of that. That's it.
And I'll also go back to like what you said about like college kids versus like younger kids like mine. Like the development I speak of, the reality is if a college student hadn't got those things yet,
mm-hmm.
probably not likely.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not coming. Sorry, y'all. I don't mean to disrespect nobody or anybody who does.
Why you apologize? We don't do that.
No, because people are like, you trying to say people can't grow? I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's unlikely. It's unlikely that you will develop these skills at a grown age because now you kind of, even at that age, you kind of set in those ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit you may not pick up on now. You know what I mean? So that's why I think it's more important. I think more that part of it is a part I think I miss for like kids growing at the young age. Once you're in a college student at that point, you're a grown up to me. You could work for yourself. You could be a fucking 15-year-old man like a t-shirt kid is. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like you have that stuff already. So like if you can't say that, hey, this college is my business right now because that's what I'm doing right now,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I've made a priority for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody who going to college, I don't want to be in there, y'all. And I'm telling people to drop out.
It sounds like you are.
But I'm, goddamn shit, Queens. I guess I am. Fuck it. Listen, if you in that motherfucker and you really not doing shit, but wasting somebody money.
Somebody's.
It might be yours. It might be whatever it is. You wasting somebody fucking money.
Yeah,
get out of there.
Yeah.
But I mean, I say that respectfully and have a plan. I'm not telling you to go be a fucking bum on the street.
How was that respectfully, though, son? You just said...
No, I'm not telling you to be a bum.
Because it's truthful.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be a bum. Like, if you don't got no other plan, motherfucker, just finish what you're doing. God damn it. Don't be no bum. That shit can't be an option.
Indeed.
You know what I mean? But, like, those skills should have already been developed. And this college ain't for everybody. I'm about to talk to a guidance counselor. I might get their ass fired. They probably retired by now. I'm old.
No, they had the same thoughts. That's the thing. Anybody with independent thoughts.
Yeah, and they used to say shit like, yo, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, college ain't for everybody.
Yeah, it's not.
You know what I mean?
And that's a bigger conversation.
And he said it, and it was like, he prefaced it by telling me, like, listen, please don't tell nobody I told you that.
Yeah,
because he know the type of ridicule that shit going to come
with. It's not part of the system.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He can't tell everybody that. He was like, it's just not for everybody. So to think if somebody's, like, really going ham and struggling in here because they don't want to be in this high school, why I'm going to go send them somewhere that's going to give them a big bill they can't afford.
Get your GED, though.
And please graduate from fucking high school.
I'm sorry. No, we got to wrap up. So let me ask you this.
Go.
Because it's totally related, but not. What you watching?
Right now?
Yes.
bro.
We had to stop. Yeah, because we're going to keep going with this. The reason why I asked you that is because I know where our conversation is going to go, and we continue it next week. Because Chanel was talking about it as well. She said, take the vaccine, you still get COVID. Take it, or don't take it, and you still get COVID. But I didn't want to get into that conversation because we got to go.
Go ahead, bust the knots.
Listen, man. Listen. We about to start this Patreon thing, right? Listen, well, we had these overtime
interviews. First guest, Busta Rhymes.
I would love it.
What?
You know what kind of conversation we would have if Busta was here?
Busta Rhymes gives a great interview, too. That fucking Van Jones interview he gave like a year ago?
Yeah, it was a year. Yeah, it was pre-COVID.
Yeah, that was a good-ass interview.
Because he was being vulnerable.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Ass. That's one of my favorite interviews last year. That shit was really, really good.
Yeah, so, you know,
it's been 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
Sure.
Yeah, because like
I said, ass interview.
Because, no, that was that January? Anyway, whatever it was.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
JP will correct us in a second.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, it was back then. Lil Boo, what's good, family? Yeah, what you watching? Just real quick. Last movie, last TV show?
Vivo. I watched the cartoon musical.
Is that what that is?
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's been the last movie I watched. That was really the last movie I watched.
Was it good?
It's actually pretty good.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it's about.
Short version.
It was based in Cuba and Miami.
Oh, I like it already.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. See what he did there. We're going to leave it alone, though.
We'll touch on that.
We definitely won't. We're going to leave it right where it's at. But it's a movie about a dude has a dream of being a singer. He grew up with a girl that's become a famous singer.
Uh-huh.
She moved to Miami, blew up, got big. He stayed there and was kind of just hustling.
Taking care.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she sends him a letter like, yo, I really want to perform with you. My very last time, I want you to come. He dies before he can get there. The little monkey takes his song along with his granddaughter and goes to find the female singer in Miami.
Yeah.
And do the song, and it's a big deal.
Wow.
It was really good. I ain't gonna lie. I watched it with my kids, obviously.
Obviously.
I put that out there so I don't fuck them like an asshole.
Right.
It's cool, man. I got Disney Plus too, and I don't have kids.
No, Disney Plus is busting, bro. Good. Ain't no Disney movie I ain't seen. I'm like the Disney trivia guy.
So, Joe.
So,
Nick's in Disney trivia.
So
that's
it. Right now, I'm kind of being a nerd. Me and my wife, we're watching the Marvel Universe. We're watching all the Marvel movies in chronological order.
Oh, y'all are really married.
And we're on
y'all married.
Black Widow right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so
we'll talk about. Wait, have y'all seen it yet or not yet?
That's the one we haven't started yet. But that's where.
So next week, I want your feedback on it.
You getting ready for Spider-Man? That's what
listen.
I see. I like it.
We're in
all right, yeah, we about to get out of here. Oh shit! So what I'm watching? Crates on all digital service platforms. That's what I've been watching all week. I know y'all not done, so I'm going to get another weekend out of it.
When you going to do the challenge?
I'm not doing that. Let's put it this way.
Yo, listen.
Let me say
you
this.
You have done all kind of cannonball runs and strong.
I'm from the hood.
All strongman contests and
listen,
all these
we did all that.
Damn little like swimming in mud and going under the fucking barbed wire and jumping over walls.
Yeah.
You could do the crate challenge.
I know I could, but that's my point. That's beneath me. I can do that. Like my man who walked up the crate challenge, rolled a blunt, and then he just put on another one. He walked backwards up the crates.
You walked backwards?
Yeah. Yeah.
This nigga's the Michael Jordan of crates.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. That's like, yo, that's not a challenge to me, son. It's like, yo.
I don't think you could do
but
that shit.
I'm enjoying y'all getting these chiropractor bills, so y'all keep it going. Yeah, I think we get one more week out of it before it dies off. One more week.
Or some people die off.
No, don't do that.
Somebody's going to break their fucking neck. Y'all putting crackheads up here, like, going across this shit. They health already bad as
shout
shit.
Out to the Cage crew.
Yeah, they break their goddamn arm. Niggas ain't got no insurance.
Shout out to the Cage crew that shut down Piedmont Park. They threw a hood.
I heard it was crazy.
Shout out to y'all. You know,
crazy.
Y'all had APD out there.
Yeah.
It got to the point where APD was like, you know what? We're just going to supervise until they go home. So, you know, shout out to y'all.
I was invited. The only issue with that is if we're going to gather like that, do some kind of collection. Do some school supplies. Do some blankets because it'll be cold in a minute. Just make it make sense.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Because say like, yo, if you want to be a part of the challenge, you got to bring 10 canned foods or something like that. Just make it beneficial. Y'all know me. Mr.
So.
Hip Hop is back. Come
so
on.
So when
man.
Is the.
Nope, we're not doing that. Nope. Chanel said the crackhead Olympics.
Yo, then you get assholes like kicking crackheads off crates. Like, yo, you're a scumbag,
yo,
bro.
Yo, you just. No, I'm not going to say that because somebody did get shot. I was about to say something. Like,
yo, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it gets a little bit out of control. But anyway.
You know this shit take place in the hood, right?
Listen, if we're going to gather together with all that asphalt, that's what be killing me. Like, yo, we got grass, fam. Mm-hmm. Like, you got a lot of grass.
Why are we doing this in the streets?
In the streets.
All right,
yeah, we gotta get out of here. I appreciate y'all, love y'all. Like I said, we got 2 more episodes and we on to season 5. We got a lot more things coming up. We're gonna incorporate
Okay, I got you.
more from our people, man, because Joe was something else, Cord is something else. Even Jay Fresh, when he is something else. We're going to have this relationship panel coming up season 5. Because we be doing it from, you know, the men's side of it. And we know it's not balanced. We understand that. We're going to fix that, too. So all of that's coming up in season 5. But in the meantime, we appreciate y'all checking in. Look at you jumping on last minute. See, you lucky. Dallas, Texas. I'm in your city next week. But yeah, come check me in the meantime. Tomorrow night, Spice House, Buckhead, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yo, buy me a drink.
It's a buy Will a drink.
Get me lit.
It's still his birthday. Get me lit. Listen, man.
Yo, that's a wild. That's one of the wildest bars of all time for a dude to say, yo, get me lit.
Shout out to all the Virgos, man. Yeah.
Yo, because they special. But no, happy birthday.
29th on the 29th. So, you know.
Are you?
I'm happy. Yeah, man. Me and Michael Jackson share a birthday, August 29th, man. I'll be 29.
I'm about to say, like, September 29th is not. What you doing for your birthday? Real quick.
Me and the wife are going to sit at home and watch my favorite movie, man. It's my first married birthday. So I want to be simplistic.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie.
Fuck it up. He gonna fuck it up. It's too late. No matter of fact, save it.
Don't think about it. Next week.
I want you to be able to fucking
to think about
lift
it
your
right.
head up high when you say this shit. Don't. And I sound like you're about to.
Hey, yeah, me and my lady. What's your favorite movie? Not Love Jones, brother.
It wasn't gonna be.
That's a great
movie.
Answer.
Anyway, my favorite movie is Poetic Justice. Why they want to, you know. Behead ass.
Trash, you know. All right. Yeah, I mean, man. We still love you, though.
It's all good. All right, y'all. We gonna see y'all next week, man. On 3, 2, 1.
Yep. Oh, man.